the Cardinals and the Phillies on Star Wars Night on Wednesday, and Chewbacca is ready for his close-up. The Cardinals at one point trailed 5-0, but in the sixth, they're on the comeback trail.
Here's Jerko swinging, hitting it deep to right field, back to the wall, and it is gone!
Here's Tommy Pham, home run back in inning number 5. This is well hit. Out to center. Herrera back, and we're tied. Tommy Pham does it again.
Big lead by Herrera at first base. The pitch, a swing and a smash. Fair down the left field line. The ball hits off the sidewall. Tommy Pham picks it up, and the runner is held at third. Oh, he's going to try to score, and Yadi tags him out.
He went right through Juan Samuel's side.
He actually ran around him.
A big moment here for Aledmys Díaz.
So now it's Aledmys Díaz, and they throw it away, and the Cardinals take the lead. A balk, an error, and the Cardinals one strike away. The 2-2. He got him, struck him out, and the Cardinals win it 7-6 and 10.
The Cardinals trailed the Phillies at one point on Wednesday by a 5-0 score, but the Redbirds kept fighting back, eventually forcing extras before coming away with a 7-6 win in 10 innings. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny.
Yeah, we talk about it, how dangerous of a hitter he is at any point, any park, and he can leave any part of the field too. Went pick the deepest part in center, and he's an exciting player when he's seeing the ball well. But we had a lot of other things that had to happen to get us in that spot, but that was obviously very big.
Yeah, talking to him after the game on the field, he was upset with himself for the 3 strikeouts. That says something to have a night like that. It says something about him as a player, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think most guys will take 3 strikeouts if there's a pair of homers with it. There's the timing of those hits, and once again, just the entire offense slowly coming back and getting us into that, because I think we're in the fourth inning. We got a couple bloop hits, about it at that point. Maybe only one hard hit ball, and the guys just keep taking their bats, and then next thing you know, just like we saw in extra innings, then all of a sudden you see everything start to click. But it was an impressive effort to just stay with it.
Bullpen was huge for you guys. Lyons gets himself out of trouble and posts heroes.
Yeah, he did a great job of coming in, and that's again, just another time we put him in a tough spot, and he answers. And then Brebbia came in, did a nice job, and Cecil right behind him with guys on base, and then turned it over. But another good group effort, and picked each other up.
You're down 5-0 already, but that is pitching very well. Obviously, again, then you guys are able to just chip away and chip away and chip away, and then get this win. What's it say about the makeup of this team when you see something like this and this kind of what could have been a very tough night for you guys?
Yeah, it's actually kind of what we expect of ourselves, and that's something this team, I believe, did a great job of last year, and it's kind of carried over, where the expectation is we're not just going to roll over here, you keep playing the game, and great things can happen if you go about it the right way, and grind through the at-bats, and you never know what will happen, but everybody else has to do their part. We have to do it on the defensive side, which we had a couple miscues that cost us today, and then put a little more pressure on, but they did a nice job in the long run.
Foul or something serious, or do you know yet?
It seems to be just a cramp in the quad, so that's what we're hoping for.
What do you think of Waka? Complicated innings because of the air, what did you see from him?
Yeah, I need to watch the film to see how he was missing. It's hard to tell from the side. He had some hard hit balls, but could have had some help too. So it was kind of hard to really evaluate.
Martinez came up big tonight, so.
Yeah, huge. Be able to come off the bench and then to stay in the game, and that leadoff double ended up being the decider. And to be able to sit around as long as these guys do, and to come off the bench and have that kind of an effective at bat tells a lot about how they prepare and how mentally tough they are.
How about Pham's throw coming off the frame after the homer?
Played it perfect, and Yadi with a nice tag. I understand trying to take a chance right there.
You say some hard hits. What do you think Michael was working behind the count a little bit too much? Really heavy with the fastball.
Yeah, think he had to at times. I mean, I thought threw some good curves. Changeup was pretty good today too. Like I said, just one of those. Just need almost watch again to see exactly what happened. But it, you know, typically and just going over his last start, it was balls that were creeping to the middle of the plate. And when you're at advantage counts and balls, even if it is cutting or even if it is sinking and moving towards the middle, you're going to have some tough things happen. But and once again, we could have been out of those jams if we helped him out a little bit.
Tommy Pham belted two home runs on the night, the second of which a game-tying blast in the ninth inning off Phillies closer Hector Neris, propelling the Cardinals to a 7-6 win in 10 innings. Here is Pham speaking to the media following the win.
Yeah, we did a good job today chipping away. You know, each inning we managed to get a run or two, and, you know, that's big. You know, when you're down like that and you could chip away, you know, next thing you know, in the eighth and ninth inning, you know, you're either tied or you're close to being tied.
You kept the game tied by throwing out Herrera. Take us through that play. He tries to score on you. You got him by plenty.
Yeah, he ran through his third base coach stop sign, and, you know, just bad base running there.
You take a lot of pride in your defense, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, today's a start, but, you know, other than that, I struck out three times, so I need to, you know, a lot to work on.
And you're still hot about that. Let's talk about the two home runs. You said back in St. Louis before we headed out on the road, you wanted to increase your power. You've had four home runs on the road trip, three in the last couple of games. What's coming around for you?
Yeah, not at the expense of striking out, though. You know, you have to put the ball in play, especially a guy like me. You know, if I get on base, I can steal some bases. The only difference is, you know, I'm catching the ball a little bit more out in front, and, you know, mechanically I'm a little bit more quiet, and all this is helping.
Last thing before we let you go, just so the folks at home understand, you just had a huge game, but you're ticked off by your performance at the plate. That shows where you are as a player and what you want to be, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
The Cardinals sent Carlos Martinez to the mound on Thursday. He'll be opposed by Aaron Nola.